And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Chuck Roberts.
Well, yes, that is. That's right. And thank you for joining. Listening to the friend of those who want no friends, Chuck Roberts. And we're expecting and hoping for a quick visit from our mentor, Sanford Cohen, to talk about, talk about the elections in Israel, which were interesting, to say the least, because their system is so much different than the American system. We'll talk about that later on in the program, I'm sure, but we're going to stand by for that. We had a couple folks on DJ's show yesterday, and I wanted to remind everybody that the Granite Creek cleanup, they were on DJ's show yesterday, is coming up a week from this Saturday from 9 till noon at Granite Creek Park. And this is a wonderful project. And you can help clean up the creeks. You get some coffee. You get some snacks. You get T-shirts for everybody who's registered as a participant. And if you would like to know more, you can call them at 445-5669. And they have a website, PrescottCreeks.org. That's a week from this Saturday, downtown Prescott. And I think it's going to be good weather, too. Isn't that nice? Speaking of the weather, oh, my goodness. After the latest windstorm, my pollen count is beyond belief. I'm sure I'm not the only one, but, man, oh, man. I'll be glad when this all settles out. We're supposed to get a little rain this weekend. Maybe that'll kind of put everything back into perspective. So, with that being said, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, and we'll be back with more of the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, AM 1130, FM 99.9, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, Dewey, Humboldt, Mayor, and who knows, maybe even Chino Valley, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Get connected to your medical records with a WireMC Care Connect account. WireMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your WireMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from WireMC or one of its many organizations, including WireMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at wiremccareconnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And they're pointing at me, so I guess that yes, that is I, McGee. And thank you for joining us this Thursday. I'm reminded again, the Granite Creek cleanup is a week from this Saturday. That's April 20th. And you can call 445-5669 to get more information. We'll plug that later on in the program. They were on with DJ yesterday. We're going to have DJ in here and visit with us in just a moment. We're thinking we might get a quick call from our boss, Sanford Cohen, but while we're waiting for that, I have just obviously the topic he wanted to talk about was the elections in Israel, which were held Tuesday, and Benjamin Netanyahu apparently came out with enough votes to be in the majority party, but it's a strange thing there because they have, I mean, dozens of political parties, and what you have to do is you have to form these alliances so that you have control of the Knesset, which is their board. And I think he has 30, and so he will be trying to get everybody else to join in with him. One of the things that people were talking about is the fact that he is looking to get out of the two-state possible solution with the Palestinians, which means that there's going to be some activity on the Golden Heights. The Blue and White Party, which was his chief protagonist, was Benny Gantz. And it's interesting, he got the most votes in the large commercial area of Tel Aviv, which is the commercial center and cultural center. But Benjamin Netanyahu, who's now in his fifth term, got all the votes in the rural areas. So he's come up, you know, and has handled all of that. So that's the basis of what Sanford wanted to talk about. Netanyahu was a far-right candidate compared to previous years where he is talking very strongly about getting rid of the two-state possible solution. He's also facing some legal issues, and so I think that they're working hard to make sure that he does not get caught up in any of that before he has a chance to get a coalition government. And as I said, there's many small parties. One person on national TV here was talking about, if we had parties like that in the United States, if we had that type of a government where we didn't have just the Republicans, Democrats, and a few of the others, we'd have the Vegetarian Party and we'd have the PETA Party, and all those people would have elections, and then you'd have to try and get together a coalition of all those people to have control of Congress. And that does get theoretically interesting, but no thank you. Thank you very much. No thank you. And that is pretty much about all I know right now. And we're going to take a time out in just a moment to visit with the man who and I have had many a friendly, happy conversation about movies, about sports, about, well, lots of different things. And enjoy, of course, he has the show every day, Monday through Thursday at 2 o'clock. His name is DJ Phone. So we're going to have him back on here in just a moment. At the almost exact time is 11 minutes after 4, which means it's time for us to take a quick timeout. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world on KQ&A.com.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Here we go. And DJ has joined us. DJ, I'm going to get a little background on both of us here real quick. I was born near Philadelphia.
Yep.
We moved from the Philadelphia area to the Cincinnati area when I was 15. 14 and a half, I guess. Then I went to college for a while in Northern Ohio. Then I transferred to Long Beach State, finished my college at Long Beach State, came to Arizona after my graduate program, then got drafted, but I decided to come back to Arizona. So East Coast, Midwest, West Coast. What about you? Close?
Grew up in St. Louis, Missouri.
Would you call that East Coast or Midwest?
Just Midwest.
Okay.
Yeah. Went away to work in radio in southwest Kansas and then northwest Oklahoma, southwest Missouri. Moved back to St. Louis, moved to California 2003, been out west ever since.
Yeah. West is the best.
I have no desire to go back to the Midwest. None whatsoever.
Except that I have a sneaky feeling that you kind of have a secret love for all sports in St. Louis.
You know, when you're away from your hometown for a long time, you gradually glom on to the local people.
Because when I was on the West Coast, I was still a Cincinnati Reds fan.
Well, sure.
And in fact, I think I told you this story. I don't know if I said it on the air or not. It was interesting. When I went into the service, I was did my basic and advanced training in Fort Dix, New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I had a weekend pass, and I went up to New York. And went to a Mets game because they were playing the Dodgers. And if you were in uniform, you could get in for free. And I said, I'm going to do that. Well, I got there and I mentioned I went plenty early so they wouldn't say, we already have our, 10 guys or whatever. And I mentioned to the guy who got me in my seat. I said, I'm in radio out before I came to got in the Army and I'd like to meet Vin Scully. He's my hero.
My hero.
He said, well, I'll see what I can do. I was sitting along the first baseline. 5 minutes later, tap on the shoulder, Vin Scully came to me. What a nice guy. And he took me over to the booth, and we talked for a little bit about my career. But he said, well, we're ready to do the pregame show, and I can't have you in the booth, but I wish you good luck and continue, you know, stick with that radio stuff. And I thought, he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
He could have very easily have said, tell the guy I'm busy, or, you know, tell him I said hi. Does he want an autograph? But yeah, he came.
Now,
came.
This was the Reds and Dodgers, right, New York?
No, the Mets.
Mets. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was was that the old Polo Grounds? Yeah. Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium.
Shea Stadium. Okay, because it was still brand new.
Yeah.
'64.
Yeah. So yeah. I was a Reds fan, but I get into a ball game free. Come on.
Yeah.
Mets game.
You know, every time the Cardinals played the Mets in Shea Stadium, Jack Buck, of course, was a Cardinals play-by-play guy for so many years. And you know how many jets would fly over Shea Stadium? You're right in the flight deck there. And Jack would look up, and you could hear the plane on the radio, and Jack would say, there goes another load of lost luggage. every single time. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the things you remember, huh?
Oh, gosh. You know, you mentioned the Mets of those days. When the Mets first came into the National League in 62, keep in mind that New York had been without baseball for about 4 or 5 years because both the Giants and the Dodgers pulled up stakes in the same year after the 57 season.
So they were stuck with whom?
All they have is the Yankees.
Oh,
those poor fans.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. World Series every year. How can you put up with that? Well, anyway, when the Mets, you know, opened up, of course, they were wildly popular. They were the worst team maybe in baseball history, but they were the lovable Mets.
Yeah.
And, of course, Casey Stengel, you know, the Yankees legend, he was their manager. But my all-time favorite Mets story, remember Marvelous Marv Thornberry?
Uh-huh.
You know, he was such a beloved but befuddled figure. He was in some of the Miller Lite beer commercials. And my favorite Casey Stengel Marv Thornberry story was the day Marv Thornberry, now mind you, they played their first two seasons in the Polo Grounds, which was the weirdest looking ballpark you ever saw. It was only 257 down the left field line, 261 down the right field line, but 475 to center. And Thornberry hit one into the gap. And you could run all week. You hit one way out.
At Triple's Alley, huh?
At Triple's Alley. And Marv was very slow afoot. Well, anyway, he somehow legs out a triple. Oh, and the crowd is just going crazy. Thornberry got a triple? My goodness. Well, anyway, the crowd's going nuts. Meanwhile, here's the third base umpire talking to the second base umpire. And they're going, you're out. What? So Stengel comes out and says, what are you talking about? Why is he out? He missed second base.
No.
Oh, no. So Stengel gets into a big argument. Meanwhile, here comes the first base umpire running across the field and tells Stengel Case he missed first base, too. Typical early Mets story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
They were terrible.
You, we'll talk baseball more, but I think now that we're getting ready for the NHL playoffs. You have a historical moment that arose yesterday?
Yeah, because this time of year, the Los Angeles Times loves to recount the miracle on Manchester. Now, if you're familiar at all with Los Angeles, Manchester Boulevard in Inglewood is where the old Forum stood for so many years, where Magic Johnson held forth, you know, with the Lakers for so many years, where the Kings played hockey and where, you know, the Wayne Gretzky years. With the Kings. But back in 82, just before the Edmonton Oilers went on this record run of, I think it was 5 Stanley Cups in 7 years, they won 4 in 5 years, and the 1 year they didn't win it, they were playing the LA Kings. And the Oilers in these days, this is in the mid to late 80s, the Oilers in those days, they had Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier, Grant Fuhr, Paul Coffey, Glenn Anderson, Esa Tikkanen, all these future Hall of Famers.
Mm.
I mean, they were averaging 5 goals a game. Nobody gave the Kings a chance in this first playoff round. So in one of the early games, the Oilers take a 5-0 lead into the third period. And if you follow NHL hockey, a 1-goal lead in the third period is usually a guaranteed win. They led by 5, okay? And it got so bad that the Oilers players are mocking the Kings players, making fun of them. Well, the Kings players started saying, we don't need this. So they banded together, and they got four goals in the third period. And then with 5 seconds left, they tied the game at the Forum in Inglewood. And the crowd, of course, is just going crazy. And then the Kings win it in overtime, and they end up winning that series against the Oilers. And that was the only time in that five-year stretch the Edmonton Oilers did not win the Stanley Cup. And the irony is that a few years later, Wayne Gretzky was traded from the Oilers to the LA Kings, a trade that, by the way, had Canada in shock for a solid month. So anyway, Gretzky is playing for the Kings in 93, and they're playing the Montreal Canadiens in the Stanley Cup final. Of course, in Canada, you know, hockey is God, right? So here are the Kings in Montreal playing Game 1 in the Stanley Cup final. The Canadiens are huge favorites. And lo and behold, not only do the Kings win Game 1 at the Old Forum, you know, which is, has all the ghosts and everything and the aura, and Canada's going, how in the world can these LA Kings beat our team on our ice? They start Game 2, Kings take the lead, and thinking like, oh my God, they're going to win again on our ice. They're going to sweep the series, because after this, they go to L.A. for two games. Well, the Montreal coach was Jacques Demers, very sharp guy.
I didn't know you spoke French.
Oh, no, very sharp guy. Used to coach the Blues, so I saw him for a few years. But anyway, a couple of the L.A. Kings players and the Montreal players were getting together for a face-off. And a couple of the Montreal players told their coach, you know what, that Kings defenseman, Marty McSorley, the blade of his stick, I think it might be an illegal curve. So the coach files that away. And then late in the game, the Kings are ahead by one goal. And it's about time to start thinking about pulling the goalie. So Demers calls a timeout. He pulls a goalie, and he pulls the referee over. And says, you know what you might want to do? You might want to go over to number 33 over there, McSorley. You might want to measure his stick blade. Oh, so the referee pulls him over, measures his stick blade, too much of a curve. Penalty.
Oh,
so
my.
Now the Canadians have a two-man advantage in the final minute of play. What happens? They get the tying goal, and then Eric Desjardins scores in overtime. They win the game. They take the series away from the Kings and end up winning the series and move on to win the Cup.
Turnarounds.
You know, NHL hockey in the playoffs is a whole new season.
Well, you were mentioning to me earlier today that they always say that playoffs, whatever they are, in whatever sport, it's a whole new season.
Yeah.
And speaking of hockey, we have a Tampa, it was a Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay was shocked last night. This is a team that by 20 points was the best team in hockey this year. They had
In
all of hockey. Oh, they were the best team by far. They had 340 goal scorers. They just ran away with everything. And here they're playing a team that they outscored, I believe, 17-3 in three games this year. They're playing the Columbus Blue Jackets. And they're playing on home ice, too. What happens? Blue Jackets come in, and they win last night. And they were down 3-0. Yeah, Tampa Bay led 3-0 last night on their home ice and ended up losing. Anything can happen. And I'll tell you what the coaches tell these guys. When the playoff series start, the coaches will tell the players, look, you don't have to be the best team in hockey to win the Cup. You just have to be the first team in each round
to win
four games.
Yeah.
You got to be one game better than the guys you're playing in each round. If we can win four games before these guys do, we can move up another round. That's what they're doing. You simplify it.
Yeah. You know, I know we're going to take a break pretty soon, and I want to talk.
Is Bill Monroe here? Oh, there he is.
We need to talk about baseball, in particular, of course, our Diamondbacks. Interesting season so far. Strange things are going on. So we're going to save that for after the break. I do want to mention that I did go to some hockey games when I lived in Philly. It was the Philadelphia Flyers.
At the Spectrum.
And I can remember, I didn't realize, you know, sometimes that puck will go airborne. And a guy about three rows down from me caught one in the head.
Ouch.
Because it, you know, that moves pretty quick. I know they experimented with ways for us to watch it on TV where you could track the puck. Because if you're not paying attention,
Comet tail, yeah.
It's pretty hard. But I remember, and then of course went to the Sun Dogs games while they were up here. And that was a lot of fun. And I interviewed a fellow years ago who played for Phoenix. He was called the Enforcer, and that was back in the day where they always had one guy to go in there and start a fight.
Sure,
I think that's been kind of.
It's pretty well phased.
Downplayed now, but that was, they called him the Enforcer, and he said, go in there! And I had a guy at our high school basketball team in Ohio, and he didn't get to play much, but the coach says, he said to Rudolph, go on in there and fight! He goes in there and punches somebody.
Oh.
Didn't understand.
It's like Mongo from Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Go in there and punch the horse.
Yeah. Sometimes you have these little strange things, and it's in my head. What's funny is that he ended up marrying a nice girl. They had a nice farm in Ohio, and they discovered oil on the property.
Oh!
So while I may be laughing about him,
yeah,
he's driving around in a new car every year. So, yeah.
Do we have 2 minutes for the break, Bill?
Yeah, go ahead, take it.
You mentioned the Spectrum where the Flyers played. The most memorable hockey game of my life was in 1968-69 on November 7th. And the St. Louis Blues were playing the Philadelphia Flyers. Now, mind you, the previous season was the first year of expansion, and the Blues and Flyers met in the first round. It was a bloody series. It was a hate-filled series. Blues won the series 4-3, which was a shocker because during that first regular season they met 8 times. The Flyers won all 8 games. Now, after beating the Flyers in the playoff series, the next season comes around, the second season of expansion, and they meet in the preseason. And the Blues players had gotten together and said, look, we can't let these guys boss us around on the ice anymore. So the Blues, 3 tough guys, Barkley and Bob Plager and Noel Picard, they said, we're going to rule the ice today. So during this preseason game, they tell the Flyers defenseman Ed Van Imp, who used to rough the Blues up something terrible, they said, you go anywhere near our star player, Red Berenson, we're going to beat the you-know-what out of you. So come their first regular season meeting at the Spectrum with Doug Favell in goal for the Flyers, the Blues not only won a shutout, but Red Berenson scored 6 goals in that game, tying the NHL record. And KMOX Radio in St. Louis put together a vinyl record, a 33 and a third LP, vinyl record of the play-by-play highlights of that season. That performance is on it. And 4 of those 6 goals, you can hear the Blues announcer saying, here's Berenson, around Van Imp. Because the Blues tough guys had told Ed Van Imp, you keep your distance. You touch him, you're ours.
Oh, boy.
And Red Berenson skated like it was Christmas on a lake that night. 6 goals.
Yeah, sports. We're going to take a break here pretty quick. Then we'll talk some baseball. And then we'll take a break after that and talk more.
There we go.
Right in your wheelhouse, my friend.
Life's toy department.
Okay. We'll be back with more on the Thursday Roundtable. You are listening to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, and around the world, and other great cities on KQ&A.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Findlay Toyota Center this weekend.
We're finding everything we're looking for, so we're impressed.
It's America's premier gun show with great deals on guns, ammunition, scopes, accessories, and more. Some at wholesale prices, plus jewelry, gift ideas, and door prizes.
We'll scour through, find the best bargain, come back and buy it.
Crossroads of the West Gun Show this weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center.
Awesome selection. Awesome, yeah, just a lot more than I expected to see.
All sales are conducted in compliance with applicable laws. You can buy, sell, and trade at all Crossroads gun shows.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. A huge part of the health of our communities comes from events benefiting worthwhile groups. That's where the 8th Annual Cruise In for the Veterans comes in. Talk about an awesome free car show. It takes place at Yavapai College from 9 till 3 on Saturday, April 20th. And all proceeds benefit unfunded veteran services. Get there at 9 and you'll be in time for the National Anthem and Honor Guard. And don't forget to bring a non-perishable food item for the Veterans Food Bank at Veterans Resource Center. Food and coffee will also be available. Don't forget the kids. They need to know that, yes, there were cars way back in your day. Also on Saturday, April 20th, be sure to go down to the Courthouse Plaza in Prescott for the Wildfire Expo from 9 till 3. There you'll find great info on how to set up your personal wildfire action plan and what to do with your livestock and pets. You'll even be able to pick up a special card to put in your front window to let firefighters know that you have pets in your house. Sponsored in part by the Prescott Area Wildland Urban Interface Commission, it's a great source of emergency services info. Good enough just isn't.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. A Prescott home has suffered heavy damage following a fire.
On Butterfield Road, three people were home at the time of the fire, and they got out safely. The inside of the home and its contents suffered the most damage, but the home may not be a total loss. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
The Jerome Fire Department has been keeping busy with incidents involving natural gas.
1 week ago, the department was dispatched to the Grand Hotel on Hill Street regarding the smell of gas. The incident was isolated to a single room of the large six-story structure that had already been evacuated. Fire crews started ventilating and used a gas monitor to locate where the odor was coming from. It appeared a gas dryer was the source. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, a fuel tanker truck hit fencing, decking, and a gas meter along Main Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Arizona Diamondbacks host the San Diego Padres tonight for the first of four, with the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch at 6:40, right here on KQ&A. Increasing clouds and breezy, chilling overnight to a mostly cloudy 35 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Then lunchtime and late evening showers tomorrow with a mostly cloudy Friday high near 53, warming to sunny weekend highs near 64 and 68. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, chilling late tonight to a mostly cloudy 41. Friday's high a rainy 63, sunny Saturday and Sunday highs near 73 and 78. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Thursday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
High Waters with our plants of the week and our flowering Easter baskets.
The garden center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection.
We've grown 200 baskets that mesh, intertwine, and spill with colors.
They make a perfect gift for neighbors, moms, pastors, or a good friend.
Don't forget to treat yourself to spring flowers as well. These locally grown baskets are only available until Easter Sunday and all for under $20.
Waters Garden Center in Prescott. Color your Easter with flowers.
Hi, I'm Prescott City Councilman Phil Good. Did you know you can limit your outdoor water use in the summer and save money on your water bill? The average home uses over 30% of their city water for outdoor irrigation. By installing a rainwater harvesting system, you can receive a water conservation rebate of 50 cents per gallon of storage. You can save money and limit your use of the municipal water supply. This rebate is available to all City of Prescott water users. Do your part to be water smart. For more information, visit PrescottWater.com or call 928-777-1645.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time, when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
Thank you, mystery announce person. Chuck Roberts with DJ Phone. Howdy, buddy.
Hello, Charles. What's new?
Well, I'll tell you what's new. A Diamondbacks four-game series against the San Diego Padres?
New-look Padres.
Yeah. What's going on there?
You know, it's funny.
We start the first game, first of four, starts tonight, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock pregame.
On our station here.
Pitch, yeah, at Chase Field. And the funny thing is, you know, I lived in San Diego for 7 years and followed the Padres, you know, every night. And it seemed like every time you tune in to a home game there at Petco Park, in the sixth or seventh inning, the score is always nothing-nothing or 1-0. That's not going to be the case this year because they got some serious hitters in that lineup. Problem is they have no pitching at all. I mean, none. So it could be
– what do you think – what's your analysis of the Diamondbacks? I think we're at 500 right now. I mean, it's kind of strange. I mean, you big scores, and then last night we didn't look too good, and –
You know, it's odd because they got so many guys that were all-stars last year who are no longer with them. You know, we lost Goldschmidt, of course, and he's doing real well in St. Louis. We lost Patrick Corbin, who's now in Washington. We lost A.J. Pollock, who's now with the Dodgers. We lost Steven Souza for the season. We lost Jake Lamb for, what, I believe 5 or 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Something like that. And we're still trying to find an everyday catcher. I hope Carson Kelly, who came in the Goldschmidt trade, I hope he can fill that gap. Although that little guy, John Ryan Murphy, did you see what he did last week in San Diego?
Boom.
He probably buys his shirts in the boys' department, and he puts one on the roof at the Western Meadows building.
He said that it was only the second time it's ever been up there.
What in the world was he eating for breakfast?
Yeah.
And then last night, or the night before, he launches one over the bullpen at Chase Field. My goodness, that guy's got some pop. You know, he's got to keep it up, though, to stay
in the lineup. What do you think of we're going to be Diamondbacks fans, sure, and we're going to hope for the best. But the National League West confuses me all to heck. For a while there, you would think, well, maybe Colorado's going to run away with it, but, oh, the Dodgers are going to run away. I don't know, anybody's running away with anything yet.
Well, you know, it's so early in the season, too. You don't want to jump conclusions based upon 2 weeks, but – you know, and the Dodgers didn't even have Clayton Kershaw for like their first 8 or 9 games. So he missed one or two starts that way. But, you know, and they're so deep and their budget is so huge, they can afford anything. But isn't it funny how the Dodgers, you know, we saw that four-game series to open the season. It just felt so strange not seeing Yasiel Puig there.
Well,
he made his presence felt, didn't he?
They love him. They love him in Cincinnati.
They
hate
him in Pittsburgh.
The guy you love to hate.
You know, he's like a bull who takes his own china shop everywhere he goes.
I don't know if people. We don't want to be too esoteric here, but Yasiel Puig was playing in Pittsburgh, and something happened, and he tried to punch out the entire.
Yeah,
Pittsburgh Pirates team.
And you know what?
And his own guys are trying to drag him away, and he's punching them.
Yeah, it's funny because nobody offended him, but something broke out on the field because of a brushback pitch. Did you see what started the brushback?
No.
One of the Reds hitters, I can't remember which Reds, but it was a left-handed batter. He hit one about 9,000 miles, and he stood there in the batter's box and dropped the bat and just stood there.
I didn't see that, but I remember you talked to
him. And you could see the Pirates pitcher, Chris Archer. He's standing there with his hands
wide
on his
work.
Dude, you going to run or not? Don't show me up like that. So the next time he comes up, you know what's going to happen. He throws one right behind him. Well, okay, here we go. Now you have players coming out in the field, and whenever that happens, Puig is going to be the center attraction. Sure enough, I believe he got suspended for, 5 or 10 games, something like that? So,
yeah.
Yep, he's always going to be around.
So when you look at the overall of the major leagues right now, is there one team you say is a no-doubter?
No, too early. You know, last year the Braves, because the Braves have so much young talent, I mean, they were just bursting at the seams. They got to the playoffs last year when they were terrible for like 6 years before that. And now you're waiting for them to really break out. And we'll see them next week in Atlanta. The Cubs, of course, Cubs have so much talent and such a very, very high budget. We'll see them next week, too. So we'll get a first, up close and personal look at them, see for ourselves. I don't see anybody running away with it. I really don't.
Okay.
Now, the Phillies are going to be fun to watch. I'll tell you why. Because they not only got Bryce Harper, they got all the
head. Who finally launched one.
Well, he's had a few.
Yeah.
He's had a few. I love that shot he took in Washington, their first trip back as a national against his old club. He hit one about 470. Oh, my goodness, did he enjoy doing that. But the Phillies not only got Bryce Harper, they got Gene Segura to play third base or to play shortstop. Who's the third baseman? Oh, my goodness, was it not Donaldson? He's with the Braves. I can't remember the third baseman for the Phillies. But they've got some really good young talent now. They got a terrific starting pitcher in Aaron Nola. They got Real Muto from the Marlins as their catcher. They can go someplace.
So Diamondbacks will be visiting them in Atlanta next week.
Yeah, the Braves in Atlanta next week. Then they'll see the Phillies, I believe, next month, early next month or something. I don't have a schedule in front of me. But the Phillies are going to be a lot of fun, and Bryce Harper is going to really enjoy that ballpark because that's a bandbox. Plus, they'll be playing, road games in Cincinnati, which is a home run hitter's paradise. So,
Of course, I go back to those days when the Reds played in Crosley Field, when they had to incline in the outfield to let you know.
and not only that, but center field at Crosley Field was only 387 feet. Oh,
Hank Aaron, I think it was Hank, no, Ernie Banks was there, and brother and I went to the ball game, and we got there about the second inning, and he hit one off the clock in deep center field, Longines clock. Mm-hmm. And we walk in, and we heard bang, no, crack, bang, just like that. And I thought,
funny?
I wish I could have been a major league ball player.
My first ballpark was the old original Busch Stadium in St. Louis, which for years was called Sportsman's Park. We also had a Longines clock out in right center field because we had a pavilion roof 37 feet above the field, and we had a light tower on that roof, and there was a Longines clock on the light tower. Duke Snyder hit it and broke it. And then a couple years later, Duke Snyder came back with the Dodgers again, hit a long fly ball to left field. And the Cardinals had signed just for one season. They had traded for Minnie Minoso. Remember him?
Yeah, sure.
They had made a trade with the White Sox for Minnie Minoso. And Minoso was at the end of his career. And he's racing back, looking up. And he crashes into the left field wall, fractures his skull and his wrist. Snyder gets a triple out of it. And the very next day, they started putting a padding on that wall. But between Minoso and that Longines clock, I remember Harry Carey saying, Duke Snyder is trying to destroy the Cardinals and the stadium. Good old Harry.
Yeah, my Philly days go back when I was a kid to the Whiz Kids. Back
sure.
we had Kurt Simmons, we had Robin Roberts,
Jim of course.
Robin Roberts, number 36. I've got.
That's right.
I have a signed ball by him.
Didn't he give up more home runs than any pitcher?
But he also had more consecutive 20-game win seasons.
Yeah.
I think the last time he won 20 games, he also lost like 19.
Because he pitched so many games.
Yeah. But, there was no such thing as a guy coming in the seventh, another guy coming in the eighth, another guy coming in the ninth.
Start.
Yeah. But we had Richie Ashburn. Yeah. I mean, those were my idols. I wish I kept all those cards.
Yeah, yeah.
Bubblegum cards.
Can I tell my Richie Ashburn story? I know you've heard it.
Oh, I love it.
Richie Ashburn.
Number one.
Number one. And he did
play by play, too.
Yeah. Whenever the Phillies play whenever the Padres play in Philadelphia, the Padres announcer, Ted Leitner, always tells this story that Richie Ashburn was at the plate and he hits a line drive foul over the third base dugout. And it nails this woman right in the forehead, knocks her out cold. And everybody stops, the players rush over, the paramedics come out, fans are all standing, look, make sure she's okay. And they bring out a stretcher, and they put the woman on the stretcher, and it's just quiet as a mouse. And then, the paramedics wave, it's going to be okay, so the game resumes. And they're rolling her out in the stretcher toward the exit there. So the game resumes, very first pitch. Ashburn hits another line drive foul, hits her again.
Oh. Same on the way out.
Hits her again on the way out. Oh, and Leitner, of course, just cracks up telling this story.
Well, what are the odds on that? And I hope that she got a season pass.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to talk movies.
And
yeah, we got to talk. We don't want to take all the wind away from tomorrow night's sports talk.
Yeah.
On KQ&A.
Yeah, with Mike and the doc.
Yeah, so we'll take a time out here. You are listening to the Thursday Roundtable with Chuck and DJ. KQ&A 1130 on the AM dial, 99.9 FM Prescott, Chino Valley, 95.5 Chino Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Around the world, streaming on KQNA.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
The tents are up. The savings are incredible. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. For a limited time, get your tax refund or down payment double. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down on a new Toyota. Plus, get up to $2,000 customer cash back on Corolla and Avalon, and $1,000 on Camry. APR is as low as 1.9%. Toyota certified used APR as low as 3.9%. Save thousands right now at the Finley Toyota Prescott Tent Event. Finley Toyota Prescott will double your tax return or down payment up to $2,000, giving you up to $4,000 to put down. Come look under the big tent and find out how far your dollar goes this month. April is the month to double down at Finley Toyota Prescott and at FinleyToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Finley Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
Offers on approved credit must be an through Toyota Financial Services. Does not include tax, license, title fee, and $499. The offer expires 4/1/2019.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This April, get in on all the action happening at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel and spring over for our Eggs-Ravaganza clearance sale. April 24th through 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in the Gathering Event Center. Just earn 200 points and select your choice of gifts. Redeem up to 5 gifts daily. Spring in and haul off some new swag. Only at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel. The perfect place to play.
Must be a Castle Club member to participate. Management reserves all rights. Must be 21 years or older to game. Limit up to 5 gifts per day.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Chuck Roberts.
And we certainly appreciate y'all joining us this Thursday afternoon. My buddy down the hall here has his own show, DJ Phone. But sometimes it's fun to interview the guy who does the interviewing.
Yeah.
And you do the movie reviews for our station here, and some of them. I see 3 or 4 stars. Some of them get a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you sometimes are maybe generous to a fault, but...
sometimes critical to a fault, too.
Well, when I think about the times we've talked about the foreign filmmakers' review prior to the Academy Awards, and there's like, you said there's like 12 of these people that are foreign, you know, and somehow like they carry a lot of weight, but,
well, it was the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
That's what it was.
Golden Globes voters.
Yeah. So what I want to ask you is, as a man who reviews films, you've got to, you see everything from, you know, Hollywood big stars to independents to, document. I mean, so what do you consider, regardless of the format in terms of, or the storyline, what do you look for in a film?
I used to envy Roger Ebert. I read several of his books, and Ebert had a very simple way of reviewing a movie. If it's a drama, was it dramatic? Did you care about these characters? If it was a comedy, did it make you laugh? If it was a suspense film or a thriller, did it have you on the edge of your seat? Did it basically do its job? Did it transform or transmit you to another world? That's basically what I'm looking at, like that.
And so what would you say? Give me your top three movies that you've seen. I mean, I don't want to go back into all time,
sure,
but let's just say that might still be in the theaters now. Give me two or three that you think would be worthwhile somebody putting down a couple dollars to go and see.
Well, if you're looking for a horror film, Us, I think, is spectacular. It's directed by Jordan Peele, who did Get Out and got an Oscar for it last year. But Us is just terrifying in a lot of ways. And it's one of those movies where at the very end, right when you think we're headed for a happy ending and all is peaceful and all the nonsense,
everything's resolved.
Over, everything's resolved, and mom looks at son and son looks at mom and they smile and the sun is shining, and it hits you. Oh, my God. And you'll be talking about it for a while afterward.
I'm not old, no spoilers. You've told me what that
no
is.
No spoilers.
All right, that's one that you would say is a suspenseful.
Very terrifying. It's very gory. Don't take the kids to see it. It's very, very gory. But it's also got a couple laugh-out-loud moments, too.
Well, break the suspense.
Mm-hmm, you have to. Yeah, you have to. I'm trying to think other really good movies this time of year. This is normally the time of year when Hollywood kind of cleans house, when the studios pretty much...
Someplace between it's not going to get an award and it's not ready for Netflix.
Not only that, but it's not ready for the summer blockbuster season.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get a lot of really, really good movies this time of year. So we'll give
you have a list in front of you of what, 20 movies?
Oh, my gosh. The Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley right now has so many movies... How many movies does it have?
How many movies? Oh.
Right on cue. Thank you. That I called the box office, and I said, what movies are showing right now? And they said, what do you want to see? You know, so that tells you. Come on, Bill, laugh. They're literally showing 20 different movies right now. And then, of course, you know, it's Thursday, so they're breaking their new weekend movies tonight. But, my gosh, you think of anything. They've got it right now, and now's the time to see them. You've got real heavy dramatic fare like Hotel Mumbai, which is based upon a 2008 real-life attack by Pakistani rebels. You've got The Mustang, which is a very, very inspiring film about a real-life program that matches hardened criminals with wild horses to see who can tame whom. You've got Captain Marvel.
And that's based on a real true story.
That is based on a true story, yeah. You've got Captain Marvel, the Brie Larson film. You've also got 5 feet up. Well, 5 feet apart tonight's the last showing of that. But Shazam, if you're a superhero fan or just want to, you know, take the kids out to a movie that both mom and dad and the kids will enjoy, Shazam is terrific. It's a very upbeat film, right, Bill? Very upbeat movie, not dark.
Bill's nodding his head, ladies and gentlemen, in case you hear that. Rattle over there.
Yeah, we heard Bill shake his head. Dumbo is a lot of fun. It's a visually eye-popping movie. Tim Burton directed that. So there's a lot of things to see. There's a new one called Little, which is basically a gender and racial switch on the Tom Hanks film Big. There's a lot to choose from the theaters right
what
now.
What was the? I heard you review a movie that you said that it got 2.5. Whatever they were, not stars, you use some other word.
Yeah.
But you say it was missing like 2 pages of dialogue or something.
Yeah, that's one from last week. Let me see which one that is. Would that be the Public?
Not Missing Link. Best of Enemies. No, not that one. It's on. It's showing right now. I'm trying to think which one it is. The Aftermath. That's the Keira Knightley film. It's about shortly after World War II, and this British colonel and his wife are sharing a home with a German.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a lot of plot holes. It's like they had to skip ahead, and they had to cut the budget and say, just jump to this scene here. And that's because a lot of these things...
That must have driven you crazy.
They don't connect. Yeah. It's and like that, they left some pages of the script out.
I mean, it's, the premise sounds like it'd be pretty interesting. Yeah. But you said it missed a couple pages
of the script.
And I thought, that is that's quite a criticism.
Yeah.
But I mean that's what you do. You get paid to do these things, and you can't say, hey, this is a great film, sure. And people go and say, DJ doesn't know what he's talking about.
Well, that's going to happen. Yeah, and there we've all known people who say, well, the critics hated the film, so I know I'll love it.
Well,
that's always going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, there's some Gone with the Wind, of course, is a classic that everybody in my family just loves. My favorite was Pulp Fiction, which is probably the craziest movie of all times. But Quentin Tarantino has a way of putting things together, doesn't he?
He's got a new one coming out in July. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's got an all-star cast.
That sounds like a remake.
No, it's a take on Hollywood in the late 60s, around the time of the Manson murders.
Oh,
Sharon Tate.
Oh, oh.
It stars Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate. It's also got Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt. I mean, all sorts of huge stars.
Well, he loves to do that.
Oh, he does. Well, he's a film nostalgia nut anyway, Tarantino. But there's a hilarious trailer cut of DiCaprio in his white suit dancing on the old NBC TV series Hullabaloo. Yeah, that doesn't take you back.
Wow.
Nothing will. So it's set in the late 60s in Los Angeles.
We look forward to hearing you. I look forward to hearing your reviews because it's not just dry. Sometimes you have some play on words.
I take some liberties.
Yeah, and I enjoy that. DJ Phone, ladies and gentlemen, he does his own show from 2 to 3 every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The other day you had the folks from the Granite Creek cleanup, and I want to give them another shout-out. The cleanup is next, a week from this Saturday, the 20th of April, and you can call for more information to 445-5669 and get help clean up that area there. That's a great project. They've been doing it for a number of years. And Diamondbacks tonight, 6 o'clock. 4 games against the Padres, and we're on the road. I wonder if we'll have the roof closed over the weekend because of crazy weather.
Well, they had the roof open last night, but the panels closed.
Yeah,
and
that still was windy.
You could see the pitcher's uniform, blowing in the wind on the mound, is kind of strange.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. So we'll have that at 6 o'clock here on KQ&A, 11:30 a.m. Also on KQ&A, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we thank you all for joining us for DJ Phone. My name is Chuck Roberts. Thank you. Stay tuned for news, and then the great one, Mark Levin on KQ&A. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.